Monday, April 10th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Mar-a-Lago summit turned out mostly to be a meet and greet between Donald and Xi Jinping to start to get to know each other. Donald is the undisputed first-class smoozer. It looks like Xi Jinping played along very nicely. They cannot be happy, however, that the summit was so overshadowed by the missile strike. Donald reportedly sent Xi on his way after giving him a homework assignment. The Chinese are supposed to figure out and come back with a plan in 100 days as to how to correct the huge imbalance in the U.S.-Chinese trade deficit. Donald's reported going to go to Beijing later this year to reciprocate our hosting of a summit in China. There will be a lot of work done on a lot of things before now and then. Donald is not going to label China a currency manipulator, at least until he's had a chance to grade their homework report. While Trump and Xi Jinping exchanged views and both were smiling, no consensus was reached on anything. Neither the military operation in Syria nor the summit at the heart of Trump's weekend will go down in the annals of history as major triumphs. If the military strike makes Trump's polling numbers go up, that would be sending him a bad signal to do more military action. I think that it was noteworthy that the Chinese appeared to have willingly accepted the homework assignment without getting angry. Both world leaders are taking it slow. What the Trump administration appears to want from Beijing is a serious plan to increase their spending on U.S. goods and services to moderate the trade imbalance. I've no problem with that. It's about as good a first engagement as we were going to get, given the circumstances. By the way, Trump served the Chinese president pan-seared Dover sole and dry-aged prime New York strip steak. I'd have gone with a ribeye, but then again, I doubt that I've ever had a dry-aged prime rib New York strip, and expect it was an excellent choice as well. The calm demeanor of the summit should reduce the anxiety level over the confrontation with China from the trade standpoint, although not from the issue of North Korea, which appears to take first priority. China had already committed to opening its beef market to the U.S., but had not physically followed through on the promise. They reiterated their intention to offer better market access for U.S. beef at the recent summit, but it is hard to see where this advances things to until they actually start taking U.S. beef. The Trump administration's main push is to get them to buy more U.S. products, so one would think that the beef export market would benefit from this. The Syrian missile strike did throw the U.S.-China summit off balance. Donald can multitask, but the administration was clearly focused on the strike in Syria and the surrounding geopolitical turmoil while they kept Xi Jinping waiting. The timing was unfortunate, as there was plenty to remain focused on with the Chinese meeting. China is clearly worried about an escalating military confrontation with North Korea. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. We get another monthly supply-demand update from USDA on Tuesday, which will include adjustments from the recent quarterly stocks report. The USDA found 65 million bushels more corn and 56 million bushel more soybeans in stocks than the trade anticipated in the March quarterly stocks report. That means that corn usage was not up to snuff. Ethanol production and exports are both strong, so the hole in the bucket must be feed demand for corn. There's much competition for corn for feed from DDG, sorghum, and other grains. If they extrapolate slow corn feed usage through the balance sheet, slightly larger carryovers would be expected. The trade is looking for a 2.352 billion bushel carryover, up just 20 million, which would appear to be optimistic. In the case of soybeans, the 56 million bushel increase in stocks in the March stocks report could go back to last year's soybean yield being closer to 53 bushel per acre. The trade is looking for a 447 million bushel soybean carryover, up 12 million bushel from the last balance sheet report. Many seem to want to fight the prospect of higher soybean yields, and while much of it is weather, not all, we are planting soybeans early and varieties have improved. They saw the same yield bump in Brazil as we have gotten here last year. Many analysts are using 48 to 49 bushel per acre for this year's soybean yield, which I think is too low. If Dr. Taylor's 171, 174 bushel per acre targets for the corn yield are correct, then those soybean yields are more likely to be low. I believe that farmers will follow through on the record soybean acreage, and an additional 1 to 2 bushel per acre in average yield has a big impact on the carryover and the price of soybeans. I led the charge for higher soybean yields last year and still believe that that is the winning team. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.